Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, founder and CEO of academia.edu. And as always, I'm here to help you explore how cutting-edge academic research can make a difference in your thinking and your life. I'm not here to endorse or push any specific paper, but to present it neutrally so you can consider what these insights might mean for you. So let's dive right in. Today, I'm talking about a fascinating recent paper by Kriti Gaur titled Adlerian Feminist Integrative Theory of Counseling. It was published in the International Journal of Indian Psychology. Very cool. What is this paper really looking at? Well, the question at its heart is, can we create an even more impactful approach to counseling by blending elements from different well-established psychotherapies? Specifically, this paper's focus is on integrating Adlerian therapy, feminist therapy, person-centered therapy, and behavior therapy into one unified model. Why does that matter? Well, think about it. Most of us are complicated, right? Problems we face in life rarely fit neatly into just one box. And in the real world, counselors often need to draw on different perspectives to help clients with multifaceted, complex struggles. So rather than sticking rigidly to one theory, could merging ideas across therapies provide something richer and maybe more useful? Kriti Gaur's paper says this kind of integration, called the Adlerian Feminist Integrative Theory, or AFIT, is not just possible, but could be pretty powerful for clients and therapists. Again, I want to emphasize, I'm not saying this is the answer. Academic research is always up for debate, but the paper does highlight some super interesting points to chew on. So how does AFIT work? Basically, it brings together the strengths of its four parent theories. Adlerian therapy, think personal growth and the social context of our lives. Person-centered therapy, spotlighting respect, empathy, and each person's built-in ability to overcome challenges. Behavior therapy, focusing on practical strategies for changing habits in the here and now. And feminist therapy, paying special attention to power, gender, social justice, and the broader structures that can shape experience. The paper argues that these approaches, while different, share common threads. For example, all value respect between counselor and client, and they believe clients have abilities to solve problems. There's also a focus on raising self-awareness, challenging unhelpful patterns, and emphasizing empowerment. And crucially, empathy and collaboration are key. In fact, AFIT encourages therapists to see themselves as equal partners with clients, not distant experts. Maybe it helps to pause here and just think, if you've ever been in counselling, what style worked for you? Something collaborative, something more directive, or maybe you'd have wanted a blend? It's a real question, it's so personal, right? Now, Kriti Gaur digs into some tangible techniques from each tradition, for example, immediacy from person-centred therapy, where the therapist's warmth and presence help the client feel understood in the moment, or mindfulness, taken from behavior therapy, which is all about tuning in to your thoughts and feelings right now, instead of always running on autopilot. There's also encouragement, the Adlerian approach. Therapists genuinely believe you can make positive changes. From feminist therapy comes resocialization, helping clients rewrite internalized beliefs about gender roles, power, and identity. So the idea is, these pieces can be combined as needed, based on what works best for you. It's customized, not one size fits all. I think, well, not to digress too much, but sometimes when I'm working on a tricky business problem, I find myself borrowing little bits from different management philosophies. Like, sometimes a superstructured approach works. Other times, it's more effective to bring everyone together for some blue sky brainstorming, even if, you know, we end up talking about totally unrelated things like the best kind of coffee for productivity. Anyway, humans are messy, so maybe this idea of integration just fits back to the paper. Gaur also points out that AFIT emphasizes social justice and cultural sensitivity. It's flexible, can be used with people from many backgrounds and in different settings, whether it's one-on-one, with families, or even in groups. The approach moves away from labeling or diagnosing clients, focusing more on uniqueness, agency, and including people from all walks of life. So, what does all this mean for you as a listener? If you're thinking about therapy or maybe you're just curious about how people grow and heal, this integrated approach suggests possibilities. You might even ask a future counselor about their style. Are they integrative? Do they work collaboratively? What tools do they bring to the table? It's all in service of finding what helps you thrive. Again, I'm not claiming this paper is the final word. These academic ideas are always evolving. Research provides tools, not hard-edged answers. Your own journey and what works for you matters most. But maybe next time you're facing a tough challenge or just thinking about how we make sense of ourselves in society, you might remember, sometimes the best way forward is to draw on many strengths at once. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. If any of this sparks curiosity, I encourage you to check out more of Kritikar's work or just poke around on Academia Edu. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, the world of ideas is yours to investigate.